talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land out there. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Well, it is 64 degrees out there right now. Dew point's 57. Humidity is 80%. I'm going to say nobody's out there stripping or thrashing right at the moment, maybe. But winds out of the south at 18 miles an hour with wind gust up to 25 miles an hour. So it's kind of breezy out there. We have a 20% chance of rain today, but I think it's going to be west of us or east of us. I wish it was west of us, but east of us. Anyway, today in the studio, I have the infamous Zach Henderson from over at the Oklahoma State University Extension Office in Beckham County. He's going to be in here. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. He's got a whole file. He hasn't been here in a month, so he's got a lot to make
up. It's more impressive than it looks, Jimmy.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, and I will let you know that he brought me two OSU Extension pins, so I'm good to go. He did good. So anyway, I got a free week. We got a couple things to go over with before we get to Zach and what's happening with the OSU extension. First thing first is tomorrow at 9:30 at Sweetwater there on Highway 30. State Senator Darcy Yak is going to be there to what do they call that? My brain just went. When they make a highway special.
Dedicated?
Yeah, dedicated. That's hard up. Man, I just went up. My brain went dead. Anyway, going to be there to dedicate right there by the Sweetwater Baptist Church, dedicate Highway 30 for the Sweetwater Memorial Veterans Highway. That's pretty cool. Because tomorrow is my favorite day of the year. Besides my wife's birthday, it's Veterans Day. And today is the 246th. Birthday of the United States Marine Corps. So big shout out to the Marines. Happy birthday. I'm going to rattle off a few Marines that I know. My grandson, Cody, is in North Carolina or South Carolina right now. He's in the Marines going through training. Matter of fact, he's going to maybe get to work on the president's helicopter. That's what he's trained. He's been approved for it. They did a family background search, and we actually passed. And so, yeah, shout out to him. He's going to – they must not did a very detailed one. But anyway, so my nephew, Brendan, we call him BJ. He's a Marine for 9 years. He is actually working for the Senator Stephanie Bice. Or not Senator, U.S. Representative Stephanie Bice in Oklahoma City. He's the veteran representative for her. He goes around and does stuff for veterans, helping them through all the red tape stuff. And then I noticed on social media, one of my jarhead buddies down there, Quentin Snodgrass, was in a tree stand. And he said, happy birthday to the Marines, 246th birthday. Quentin Snodgrass, thank you a million ways to none for serving our country. So anyway, happy birthday to the Marines today. You know any Marines you want to say happy birthday to?
I don't.
You know?
No, I'm sorry. I'm falling down on the job here, Jimmy.
You're falling down on the job.
You told me about that before.
Yeah. yeah, you told about that too. And then what else we got here? We got, Hobart Livestock Auction is happening right now, and the text line is wide open. KECO Ag text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. If you got some hay for sale, or you got some heifers you want to sell, or you're needing to buy some hay, or you need to buy some replacement heifers, whatever you got, just send it in to me. If I got time, I'll have it on there. No promises. I try to. Like I said, I'm not doing an Aggie-O, not a Tradio, but an Aggie-O. But I like to help my neighbors out there. And then, What's Oh, do you know Brian Silk, a.k.a. Bill Dance?
Mm-hmm.
You like him?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was a trick question. anyway, he texted me yesterday. He's done with his peanuts. Finally, he got done. So peanut harvest is actually about 94% complete in the United States. Cotton is a little over halfway. And later on in my last segment, after Zach and I get done, I got some numbers for you. There's a lot of bales of hay already been made in the United States so far. So cotton crop is up 25%.
Excellent.
So, and the prices, I'm getting ready to tell you the price here in a minute. Oklahoma cash prices right now, hard red winter wheat, $7.75 a bushel. Keep going, buddy. Milo's at $5.66. It's even up. Corn is up at $5.66. And soybeans is up a little bit, just hanging in there since it got over 12 here a while back at $11.57. Cash cotton prices is $1.20 a pound. That's amazing. Corn futures were higher in overnight trading after yesterday's monthly report from the United States Department of Agriculture shows ending stockpiles down month to month, while soybeans were down modestly after surging on Tuesday. The USDA and its World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates, the WASDE, however you want to say that, report lowered its outlook for corn inventories to 1.493 billion bushels from the month earlier outlook for 1.5 million. Increased domestic use, including the amount used to make ethanol and food, was revised higher from the October forecast, accounting for the decrease in stockpiles. Soybeans surged yesterday after the USDA unexpectedly lowered its outlook for production by 23 million bushels to 4.425 billion. Futures ended up 23 cents on the day. Everyone knows overstated. The agency overstated the 2021 ending stocks by at least 100 million bushels. I told folks we would start seeing mysterious reductions in supply, and here we are. And this is according to grain analyst Darren Newsom. He said market watchers should question why the USDA lowered its forecast. Always some kind of drama going on in there. Mm-hmm. And U.S. soybean stockpiles at the end of the last marketing year was forecast by the USDA at 256 million bushels. Price gains didn't follow through in the overnight sessions, as some speculative investors who were long them for the market or had bet on higher prices sold their contract and booked profits after yesterday's surge. Corn futures for December delivery were up 2.75 cents to 557.5 a bushel overnight on Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 2.25 to 12.09¾ a bushel. Soy meal lost $1.70 to 340.80 a short ton, while soy oil gained 0.7 cents to 59.17 cents a pound. Wheat futures for December delivery gained 0.75 cents to 7.79¼ a bushel, while Kansas City futures fell 1 penny to 7.92¼ a bushel. The USDA's unexpected move to lower its soybean production forecast wasn't the only surprise in the monthly WASDE report. Soybean production in 21-22 marketing year that started on September 1st is now forecast at 4.425 billion bushels, down from last month at 4.48 billion bushels. Analysts had been expecting a higher carryout of about 4.48 billion bushels. But that wasn't the only shocker in the report. Corn production is now projected at 15.06 billion bushels, up from October forecast at 15.02 billion bushels. Yields are now seen at 177 bushels per acre. That's up from 176.5 bushels per acre. Still, the USDA's forecast for inventories at the end of the marketing year actually declined to 1.493 billion bushels from 1.5 billion last month. This is because the domestic demand was adjusted and somewhat upwards at the same time. Indeed, the agency's export outlook was steady at 2.5 billion bushels, but its outlook for domestic use was raised to 12.33 billion bushels, up from 12.28 bushels. Did you guys write all those numbers down? Anyway, so that was it. We got a winter storm watch out for South Dakota. They're expecting 2 to 4 inches of snow. Hopefully they got all their corn out up there. And they're going to have wind gusts as high as 50 miles an hour, according to the National Weather Service. Strong winds from the northwest are expected to develop on Thursday and continue into Friday. So there's probably going to, even with the light snow, they're probably going to have a whiteout up there. In the southern plains, meanwhile, temperatures are expected to drop heading into the weekend to below freezing in some parts of the Texas Panhandle and the Oklahoma Panhandle. Freeze watches and warnings may be issued if temperatures drop below freezing. So anyway, that's it on that part of the deal. So what else we got? Oh, I'll mention one more thing before we go to break. And we'll come back. Zach and I'll be talking about what's happening with the OSU extension. This Saturday, November 13th, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., November 13th, at the Frisco Center in Clinton, the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association will be having their fourth annual convention and trade show. Speakers, they've got speakers there, Margaret Byfield and Biden's 30-30. That's not a gun either. And so don't anybody think that they're going to have 30-30 over there, because that's not 30 by 30. How's that? Steve Stratford, I really like him. He's with Cattle Chat. Roger Givens will be doing a deal on livestock risk protection. So anyway, if you need any information, the registration is $75. It includes the meals. Contact Mr. Joshua. He was in here on the show last Monday at 502-302-3039. When I get back, Zach and I will have a chit-chat, and I'm going to maybe get to use one of my new pens. It's orange, but it says OSU Extension, so I'm partial to that. It doesn't say Cowboys. So anyway, I better stop right there while I'm ahead. Anyway, we'll be right back. You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Docility is probably the biggest selling point for Red Angus. Red Angus cattle are just more docile as a breed, just bred into them. It's been that way for years, since the inception of the breed. With two kids, and not just the kids, the older generation, they don't want to mess with bulls that are not gentle. Red Angus are more gentle to handle. We raise registered Red Angus, Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Are you in the market to buy or sell cattle? Then don't miss Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale's every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. Buyers can bid in person or online. To consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. That's 580-331-8547. Be sure and check out the market reports and each week's penny news. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Hey, welcome back. Get back over here to the weather. 63 degrees. Nothing changed much. Wind still out of south at 18 miles an hour. Gust up to 24. But I will warn you here in a few hours that wind direction is going to change from out of the north. So it's going to get a little airish tonight. 44 low. We have a hot message on the text line that I got announced. So the lady that calls me sweetie, looks like she's from down around Willow. She's needing some alfalfa round bales for her goats. So if anybody's got any round bales of alfalfa that's close to her that wants to sell it, will you text me and I'll text you her number. And I don't want to say that over the air without her permission. But anyway, if you'll text me, if you got some alfalfa round bales for sale in the Willow area, let's just go from Mangum to Granite to Carter in that general area. If you got some for sale, please text me and I'll forward her number off to you and you guys can handle that. Well, Zach, it's been a while.
Yes, I've been busy.
You've been busy. Last time you was in here, I don't think you'd been in your new position for Beckham County, but a couple weeks maybe.
I don't even think it'd been a week, Jimmy.
I don't even know that it had been. So how are you enjoying Beckham County?
It's good to be home. I've been happy to get around and see some folks, and I think people are still getting used to me being the guy, but yeah, everybody's excited.
Well, yeah, Hartman was there.
He was there for a while. So
it's a new face, but he's been doing good.
Oh, yeah.
One of his pigs got champion Burke at the Kansas City Royal and at the Tulsa. So anyway, that's all he needed to do was just get away from the office for a week. And look, and he's already changed the hog world out there. But there's a lot of things been going on. You guys have the you're doing a good job, by the way.
Thanks.
I hear good things about you.
Appreciate it.
You got the live auction going on right now. How's that going?
I do. It's going great. We've got a couple of big items still up for sale. We're going till 6:30 tonight, by the way. You can come by at the Beckham County Fair Barn and bid. I'll be there until 6:30, or you can bid online at Facebook on the Beckham County 4-H page. We've got, like I said, some bigger items such as processing on a half beef and processing on a whole pig with the pig included.
Good. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the pig is going to be donated by our 4-H leader over here in Elk City. That's going to be in April of 22 after show pig season's over.
Oh,
so
right.
Some folks, that's a little stipulation I had to throw in there.
So who is the 4-H leader over here?
Her name is Taryn Caller.
Okay.
So, right. Yep.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
I know.
And they raise show pigs, and they're going to be donating one of their hogs to that cause after show pig season.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah.
Thank you for doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you
know me, I'm big on 4-H and FFA.
Oh, I know it. I'm really excited that we've been able to raise these funds. You know, a couple of people have asked me what our plans are with them. Mainly, these funds are going to be for when we go to travel to state competitions. We're going to use it for food reimbursement, gas reimbursement for parents to help me haul kids to places. Just general expenses and things like that.
That sometimes gets donated.
Some of the things that people don't think about. That's why we're having this fundraiser.
There's a little. Because I looked on Facebook yesterday during the show, and it was getting it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm impressed. We've probably raised a little over $2,500 so far with the silent auction, and I'm hoping that we can creep up towards that $3,000 for the end of the day. But
so that ice cream cake that I seen on there, is it melting?
No, it's not. Yeah, I've got everything in the fridge if you're worried about the cakes and things like that. But
because I was thinking about stopping by there on the way home and bid on it, but my wife's back from being out of town, so I
guess better be ready to pay some money because that sucker's gotten pretty high.
What is it?
I think the carrot cake, I think, is at 75 or 80 bucks now.
Oh, man.
And I know it. I was disappointed myself.
Well, it's for a good cause.
It is for a good cause. It is for a good cause.
So. Yeah, so that ends at 6:30 tonight?
Yes, sir.
Right,
yep.
And then you'll notify everybody, whoever's got
it. So my plans are kind of to reach out to those folks. I haven't had a tremendous amount of foot traffic, but those folks that have left their phone numbers, I'll call you or I'll send you a message on Facebook and let you know that you've won. So another fundraiser that we're doing, and we're still looking for some sponsors. We're going to do a Beckham County 4-H T-shirt design contest, and I've got about 7 or 8 entries from kids around the county so far. We're just looking for businesses to donate between $100 to $200. We'll put your logo on the back of the shirt. It's kind of to help us cover the cost of making the T-shirts to sell for the fundraiser.
All right. You guys listen to that out there. That's cheap advertising.
Yep.
It's a great cause. It's cheap advertising. Well, you got some stuff going on that you're planning. You're on your game. You're already thinking about next year.
I am. Yeah. That's one thing that I've learned quick in extension. You got to be about two or three steps ahead of the game because you never know what's coming down the pipe. Sometimes I just got to come up with a program. Like army worms are a good example. You know, we got swarmed with army worms this year.
Hey, guess what? Guess what I seen yesterday on my back porch?
What's that?
An army worm. Really? And then when I was hauling hay last night, at awesome alfalfa, I hauled three trailer loads of alfalfa over by Triggers, Coach Lewis. I call him Coach Lewis. It's Hoyt Lewis, you know, that used to be the superintendent at the Votech. And along my alfalfa field there, there was lots of little yellow little things flying around.
Yeah.
What do you expect? 79, 80 degrees out there.
Oh,
and it's good. So have you had any calls on army worms?
I haven't recently. I thought maybe our dry conditions had wiped them out, but you've put those rumors in my head to rest just now.
So. And down at Willow on the peanut blacktop, I call it, going west out of there. I went to get the trailer yesterday right after work, and that road was not loaded with tarantulas like normal. It's grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Where the heck do they come from? Hey, man,
some of the things that we see out there, Jimmy, just blow my mind.
And if you don't think there's some varmints and insects in the breaks, you're totally wrong. Man. You're right there.
I grew up in the breaks. I know there's some pretty wild stuff out there.
Those two guys that just come from Oregon and hunted on me down here, they went back and they put on Facebook and they called it Jurassic Park down there.
That's a pretty good way to describe it out there, no doubt.
So what you got going on?
So I was going to talk a little bit on the Oklahoma Beef Quality Network. So this program, we've missed the boat this year, but it's something that I'd like to push for our cattle producers here in the coming year. This program is kind of geared more towards newer producers or smaller producers that struggle without a marketing plan. You know, most folks that have 300 to 400 calves to take to market have kind of got a plan, but those folks that have got, 20 to 30 to 40 head kind of struggle to reach that maximum potential profit. So this program is a conjunction between the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Extension, and what we do is we verify your cattle for you. We have a program that we go through. It's a vaccine program. I'm not going to go through all the vaccines here today because we'll be here for a while.
Okay.
But you can reach out to me, Extension Office, and I'll go through all that with you. But it's a vaccination program, and as I told you off air, it's real similar to what most of us do anyway. And I'll come out and verify your calves, and we'll have to have these special ear tags for them. And then we've got, within reasonable driving distance, there's two places you could take them, Woodward and OKC West. And I hope that with the coordinator, I'm good friends with the coordinator of this program, and I hope that maybe if we could get enough people interested in it, maybe we could try to have a sale, maybe here in Elk City or something like that. Okay. So, but what the benefit of this program is, and my, as I told you, my buddy who is the Comanche County Extension agent went to one of these sales yesterday, and most calves that he verified through his program were bringing anywhere between a nickel to a dime, 100 weight higher than what market price is. So we've got verified buyers from specialized most feedlots and stuff like that that trust Oklahoma State and trust the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association because of our strenuous requirements in this program.
Well, let's start with number one. When you say you go out to verify, what do you do?
So whenever you come through, when we're working your calves, I need to see your vaccination record. They have special ear tags that I will bring with me with you wanting to enroll in this program.
So you either go out to their place or you go to the vet when they're working these cattle to verify them.
Yeah, cool. So, and either I can or our area livestock.
What are you doing next week? I'll get started.
But I actually plan to do this. We only have one person in the county, according to records, that's ever done this. And my dad has, we've got a little bit of land that's one of our guys that leases it from is turned loose of, and I'm going to put 30 cows out, and I'm going to try this program next year just kind of as a trial run to see how it works. And and report back, just so I have some kind of numbers for myself beyond just what OSU from like a producer kind of standpoint.
I might be game for that.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. I didn't know this program was out there.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm here today.
Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully we got some listeners today.
Yeah. So, but anyway, like I said, there's some pretty strenuous requirements, but it's really not anything beyond a normal vaccination program. I mean, we've already given, you know, a number of different vaccines already whenever we're working our calves. It's just going through the motions almost with some of this, you know what I mean? And getting those prices, especially for smaller producers, is huge. I mean, seriously.
10 cents
100 weights, pretty serious.
Yeah, it's pretty serious. Well, if you guys just joining us, I have Zach Henderson on here. He's from the Beckham County, and he's still helping out with Ouachita County.
I'm always in Ouachita County.
Yes, sir. Yeah, mm-hmm. So let's just go with Beckham, Ouachita County, OSU Extension Office. And he was talking about their sale earlier, and right now we're talking on this beef program that they got, and we're just planning for next year. And when we get back, we'll do a quick overview on it. I need to take a break here, and when we get back, we'll take a quick overview and let him continue explaining what it is, because I got some questions for him. So you're listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 5th. 2,660 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 403 brought 176. 22 at 519 brought 166. 14 at 588 brought 165. 7 at 618 brought 137. 15 at 680 brought 137. 14 at 724 brought 145.50. 19 head of heifers at 343 brought 164. 19 at 509 brought 148. 3 at 555 brought 135. 8 at 590 brought 143.50. 4 at 620 brought 127.50. 11 at 675 brought 120. Butcher cows were 10 to 71.50, bred cows 350 to 1385, butcher bulls were 50 to 95.50, pairs brought 1050 to 1700. Elk City Livestock Auction, South Highway 6 in Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Are there any beef eaters out there? Well, sink your teeth into this. The Elk City Rotary Club's giving you a chance to win a side of beef and a freezer to keep it in with the Beef Sweepstakes. Get one ticket for $25 or 5 tickets for just $100. Go by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City to get your tickets. Grand prize is a side of beef and a freezer. Second and third prizes are a quarter beef each. Winners chosen December 11th at 8 p.m. at Elk City's Christmas in the Park in Ackley Park. Beef up your Christmas and help some great local projects with the Elk City Rotary Club's Beef Sweepstakes.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Hi, I'm James with Western Equipment. Listen up, any high school junior and senior, and any parent or grandparent of any high school junior or senior. By your junior and senior year, it's time to start planning for a job. Right now, if you don't know what you want to do, check out the John Deere AgTech program through Western Equipment. It's a 2-year program, and afterwards, we guarantee you a solid job at one of our 21 locations in Texas, Oklahoma, or New Mexico. Now is the time. Visit west-equip.com/careers for more information to apply.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Back, and it looks like nothing's changed. Weather-wise, 63 degrees right now. High is supposed to be 73 today. The wind's still out south-southwest from 17 to 21 miles an hour, and the humidity's not going nowhere. So I'm going to say our cotton harvesters and whoever's left out there with some peanuts ain't getting nowhere today. Very good. Hate that. Maybe they are. I got Zach Henderson in here from the OSU Extension Office. And, Zach, one thing before we get into you.
Okay.
The Hobart Livestock Auction's going on right now in Hobart today. And this Saturday, November 13th at 11 a.m., they're having their special replacement sale. And I went to that last year, and there was people from all over Western Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle in there. Cattle brought some nice prices. So anyway, there were some really good replacement heifers in there. So this Saturday, Hobart Stockyards. Any questions, call Mr. Rex Fleming down there. I call him Smiley. Anyway, he's down there, and so got that going on. We got a quick overview. We got to number one that I asked about on the working and the ear tags on this program you got going. What happens between when you work them and when they sell them? Do you guys, are you participating in anything? Are you looking at them? Or
so not beyond, there's two verifications. So whenever they're worked the first and second time, between the first time you work them pre-wean and then whenever we wean them, I need to verify both of those. And then all of the information is verified by the coordinator of the program who works at OSU at the actual sale.
Okay.
So I hang on, I could pull up the dates here, but there's two different categories for these, and I don't have any numbers, solid numbers, between the price differences, but we have a 45-day wean program and a 60-day wean program. Okay. I'm not, like I said, entirely sure on the dollars and cents of what the difference between
would
the
be
two
the
programs.
45
right.
and 60.
I don't figure it's going to be crazy, but anyway, like I said, there's the closest to ours is going to be definitely Woodward or OKC West, and OKC West does four of these sales a year.
Okay.
So
you can have fall calvers and spring calvers in
yep.
there, no matter what you
yep.
want.
You always have to catch that wean date, though. That is very, very important, and if you miss it, you're out. I mean, I've been told by the coordinator of this event, they've turned a lot of people away because they've missed one little detail. So it's always good to have a great extension agent that knows what they're doing and is going to push the
is
paperwork.
Is that you?
Well, I'm not plugging myself here. But if you have somebody that knows what they're doing and pushing the correct paperwork, you'll be just fine. But there has been several folks turned away at the sale barn with their calves for missing one little thing before. So they're very, very strenuous. That's why they bring the premium that they do.
Well, with what's going on in today's cattle world, every penny matters.
Absolutely.
And what's this? Here we go. I'll talk about that here in just a second. But there's a 10 cents a pound, and you're selling them at 600 pounds or something. That's what, $6 per hundredweight?
Yeah.
600. So you're looking at what, $36?
Right.
Well, that,
multiply that across what you're selling.
What you're selling, even though if you got 5 head or 50 head, it doesn't matter. Today's feed prices and everything else. I mean, just crazy inflation is just driving things off the wall. There was a guy in here last summer. You remember me having the guy that won the cow chipping throwing contest?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, well, he works for Farm Credit up there, and I asked him about how's his customers doing, farmers and ranchers. He said they're doing great right now. Things are up. You know, the cattle is creeping up. Grain prices creeping up. He said, but reality is going to hit them this fall. And it
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
It's hit us because you got to go in there and put your crops in. And got crops in. Our wheat pasture's looking good. And now we need a rain, and it ain't in the forecast.
We never know what's going to happen in agriculture. That's why my grandpa told me that, you know, Vegas – hadn't got nothing on agriculture. I mean, seriously.
it's
the biggest gamble that a lot of us take. I mean, seriously. And that's why I've always admired people in agriculture, because you're willing to take a risk, no doubt.
Yeah, it's good. So so back to your beef deal.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that program called again?
Oklahoma Beef Quality Network.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get involved in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll help you out.
I know
out.
A guy.
You know a guy? Well, I want to help you out with your resume.
Okay, all right. So, help me grow my resume a little bit.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah, I'll help
okay.
you grow your resume a little bit. But I'm going Beckham County. I'm not going Worcestershire.
Okay.
I got too many ex-kinfolk in
Worcestershire. Hey, that's my primary county, so that looks good. So.
anyway, what else is going on with OSU?
So a couple of things that I've got coming down the pipe. My CEU folks out there, we're going to be doing another CEU class probably this next month. I think either December 6th, 7th, or 8th. We haven't nailed down an exact date on that. We're going to be offering two CEUs this time. That's probably TBD on the location on that as well. I'll be sending out probably letters like I did the last time. That was pretty effective at getting folks there. We had about 60 people show up to that.
Oh, so. I was going to ask you how that went.
Yeah, well, it's mandatory, so everybody showed up.
But, because of you.
Oh, yeah, but hey, we had a good meal there. Blue Mountain Smoke catered it, so. But, Yeah, it was a great meeting, and we had a lot of folks show up to it. And I really hope that we can, as I told them, I wasn't so involved in the planning of that meeting as I am with this one. And we were only able to offer one CEU, and I'd like to offer 2 to 3 to 4 to make it a little more worth their time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
well, it's funny you bring that up, because I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before. Fellow farmer that I know that's in Beckham County. Do you have your applicator's license for spraying chemicals? Does it pertain to all chemicals or just certain chemicals?
To my knowledge, certain chemicals.
Right.
I'm not, I don't have a list in front of me, but I've been told for sure on things like dicamba, paraquat. Right. Things like that, for sure.
Yeah.
And I got told all those folks at that meeting, you know, a lot of them walked up to me and said, well, I bought herbicide down at this place and then asked me for my license. ODAF is going to crack down in the next 2 to 3 years. I mean, you're going to have your license or you're not going to be able to buy it.
Right.
And I've heard a couple of folks around starting to run into that.
Right.
So they're really tightening the belt with this deal.
So basically, if you know... Roundup, you don't have to have a license to.
No. Yeah, okay. Well, we can walk into Atwoods and buy a Roundup.
Right. And so. Then, so it, basically, anything you see in Atwoods or Tractor Supply or something like that,
yeah,
you don't have to have a license.
Right. But to my knowledge, there isn't anything available at a store like that that you need a license to buy.
Right. Yeah.
Cause, yet.
Yeah. Yet. Because dicamba and paraquat.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. So.
I mean, that's just, I'm not even going to say anymore. I had a conversation with a cotton farmer the other day, a good one, don't get me wrong, but he's like paraquat, just like.
Right.
But anyway, that's good. What else is going on? When are you planning that?
It's going to be, I don't have a firm date on it. It's going to be either December 6th, 7th, or 8th. Those are the dates that we're kind of tentatively shooting for.
Well, you're
we're
good. It's after deer rifle season.
There we go. So.
It's good, but they, there's a, Alex from the golf course is calling me from here in Elk City. He must not listen to the show.
Either I've gotten some phone calls from the golf course before.
Oh, have you? But, what else is on the going down the pipe? I know you got lots going on.
So 4-H wise, we're going to have a Share the Fun event this next week, which is – well, Share the Fun is, if a lot of folks that were in 4-H back in the day, it's a talent show for the kids. So we're going to do that at the Sayre High School Auditorium next Monday. So any folks
I heard wanna, that's pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the kids are going to really
enjoy
either
that or humorous.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be pretty fun for all of us.
Yeah, I've heard rumors about that thing. Like it's like the Beverly Hillbillies type stuff. Right. So,
and another thing that we're going to do that I'm relatively proud of, because I don't know when the last time it ever happened, if it ever has, but we're going to have a joint 4-H meeting between all of the Beckham County clubs on December...
Oh.
My 4-H people are going to be mad at me. I think it's December 9th.
Somebody text in real quick at 225-9697 and save him.
I'm pretty sure it's December 9th. We're going to be having our first joint Beckham County 4-H meeting between Sayre, Merritt, and Elk City. So I'm pretty excited about that.
And what are you guys going to do?
Probably a Christmas themed party is what I think they're planning up. So probably a good time for it in December. So,
well, not to back up here a little bit, but let's back up here a little bit to the vegetable and fruit and tree side.
My favorite.
Yeah, I know it is. And that's why I backed up. And what have you got anything? Has anybody been coming by asking any questions on what to do to winterize stuff?
Oh, I get tree questions every day, Jimmy. But
what's the main one going right now that you can let everybody know about?
Oh, well, I'm seeing a whole lot of pine needle blight. A lot of people are having problems with pine trees around, really. And really what I've been telling people, and, you know, this is kind of a catch-all for a lot of the things that I've seen around, is there's a chemical that you can buy at Atwoods. It's concentrated. It's called copper fungicide, and it's in like a Windex-style bottle.
Right.
Anything that has powdery mildew on it or any kind of blight disease, It's almost kind of a cure-all for most vegetable plants and a lot of trees and things like that. So that's usually what I recommend to most folks. Try first before I do anything because it's relatively inexpensive and effective. So.
Uh-oh. What is the deadline to enroll kids in 4-H?
There is no deadline to enroll kids in 4-H. Just call the extension office and we'll get you hooked up.
There you go. 911, what's your 4-H problem? We got you covered there.
Well, easy there, Jimmy.
we got you covered there. Thank you for texting in, whoever that was. So anyway, so if anybody's got any questions about, because I know I've had a few questions text in a couple weeks ago about mulching. And so if anybody's got any questions, they can call you on garden, lawn, trees, 4-H kids. And there is but on 4-H, there is an age limit, right? It's got to be third grade or
third grade and 9 years old.
Right.
Yeah, that's our age limit on beginning in 4-H.
Okay,
so,
cool. And then you're doing a good job, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for the pins.
Oh, yeah.
I got a peppermint if you want one.
Thanks. I'm good.
I wanted to swap you out for the PNC there.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, appreciate that.
Appreciate you coming in. And you're welcome in the studio anytime you need to come in.
Good.
Well, I've been talking with Zach Henderson, OSU Extension Office, from the OSU Extension Office. I want to call him an officer, but he's not. He's
my title is an educator, actually.
That's too big a word for me. Anyway, so he's with Ouachita and Beckham County. He's over both counties. If you guys got any questions about anything to do with agriculture, cattle, 4-H programs, 4-H kids, and don't forget, 6:30 is the deadline on the silent auction stuff, and it's going on online on Facebook on Beckham County 4-H Facebook page, or you can stop by the county barn there at Sayre, right next to the courthouse, and walk through there and get hands-on what you're bidding on.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is Jerry Nunn, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction, for sale this Thursday, November the 11th. We're expecting 3,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. From Camargo, got 106 steers and heifers, 4 to 5, they're weaned. Byside, 50 steers and heifers, 4 to 5, they're weaned. Sealing, 22 calves, 4 to 5, weaned. And Watonga, 50 steers and heifers, 5 to 6, weaned. And 170 black steers, 450 to 6 from Alba, they're weaned. Fargo, 43 calves, 5.5, weaned. And Freedom, 45 steers at 5, they're weaned. We're having a special weaned calf sale this week, this Thursday. Camargo, 52 steers and heifers, 7.5 to 8.5. Amber, Kansas, 168 steers and heifers, 5.5 to 6.5. Wheeler, Texas, 300 steers and heifers off the cow. They're black, 450 to 6. Fargo, 260 steers, 900 pounds. We will sell them 3 loads, all black, 900-pounders. 1 load of Charlotte Cross. Then we'll sell 29 steers that are black, 850 pounds. From San Angelo, Texas, 125 steers and 30 heifers, 6 to 7. Kingfisher, 43 steers at 8. Arnett, 85 mixed cattle, 6 to 750. Seymour, Texas, 77 steers and heifers, 7.5. Howe, Oklahoma, 45 steers and heifers at 8. Winoka, 112 steers a day. Again, we're expecting 3,000 cattle. We will start the auction 8 a.m. sharp. That's this Thursday. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Hi, I'm James with Western Equipment. Listen up, any high school junior and senior, and any parent or grandparent of any high school junior or senior. By your junior and senior year, it's time to start planning for a job. Right now, if you don't know what you want to do, check out the John Deere AgTech program through Western Equipment. It's a 2-year program, and afterwards, we guarantee you a solid job at one of our 21 locations in Texas, Oklahoma, or New Mexico. Now is the time. Visit west-equip.com/careers for more information to apply.
This hour's weather is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Complete nutrition for every animal. That's what you'll find at High Pro Feeds. At High Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Check them out on Facebook and online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Boom! Yeah, I am. Thanks again, Zach Henderson, for coming in from the OSU Extension Office. Always treat to have him in here. I love promoting our 4-H and FFA stuff going on. And sounds like that's a really cool cattle program that they have, selling your calves, being followed by OSU with their special ear tags and getting a nickel to a dime more for your per weight. If that's the way it works out, all good. So it'd be good. We got the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Let me make sure this thing's updated. And it is 63 degrees currently right now. Southwest winds 12, gusting up to 17 miles an hour. Today, high is supposed to be 73 with the winds. I think it's the wind starting to switch now. When we started out, it was out of the south. Now it's out of the southwest. Supposed to be out of the west here pretty quick. And tonight, it'll be out of the northwest. So anyway, things are switching around slowly. Tomorrow for Veterans Day, my favorite day of the year, 64 degrees with winds out of the north, 7 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, going to be a little chilly at 39. Friday, mostly sunny. 59 for a high, and the low for Friday night in the Elk City area has changed now. It's 31 degrees for low, so it's we're going to get a at least a frost, if not a freeze, come Friday night. So get ready for it if you got things outside you don't need want to get frozen. Saturday, 64 for a high. Saturday night, 39 for low, and 64 for a high. Sunday with winds out of the north Sunday, pretty gusty, so it's going to be kind of airish out there. Well, I got a couple of things we need to go over before the show's over, and this one here caught my attention. Organizations representing rural businesses say the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate is not the tool needed to promote more vaccinations and could be damaging to the ag supply chain. Both the National Council of Farmers Cooperatives and the Agriculture Retailers Association have expressed concern with the OSHA enforced mandate as a bad fit for their businesses. We are all in favor of vaccinations, and co-ops have done a lot to promote vaccinations, including providing vaccination sites there at the co-op. But having said that, the simple fact is a lot of agribusinesses, including co-ops, operate in areas where at best there might be 50% vaccination rate. President and CEO of the National Council of Farmers Cooperatives, Chuck Connor, said today. He continued, many workers are choosing for a variety of reasons not to be vaccinated. At this point, it's our view that if you haven't been vaccinating, getting vaccinated is probably going to be an uphill climb. And right now, we can't afford the loss of workers for a critical sector like food and agriculture. Back in September, the Agriculture Retailers Association sent a letter to the Biden administration in light of the mandate's announcement. The ARA said it's opposed to the mandate, not because we question the vaccine effectiveness, but because it would be counterproductive to encouraging more individuals to receive the COVID-19 vaccine while causing major disruptions for agriculture retailers and other industries already dealing with severe labor shortages, which are impacting the supply chain. ARA also highlights the mandate does not provide exceptions for employees working from home or work exclusively outside. Connor noted that the economy is already seeing food price inflation, and many NCFC member companies are operating at least an optimum employee levels, which is particularly highlighted by the need for truck drivers who drive slow and are distanced from other employees. We cannot afford to lose any more workers without impacting this great food system that we have in this country. This just needs to be taken into consideration at the Biden administration. He highlights the announcement of the mandate seems to even catch OSHA, the enforcing agency, off guard. We believe strongly that OSHA was not even aware that this mandate was coming down the pike when it was announced by the White House. So they were caught pretty flat-footed and had to put this together very, very rapidly. I think that's why there's probably a lot of problems with the rules, the haste and the lack of process that existed in development. He says that Connor says that this should be taken months to develop, not just a few weeks. We're back to the point now, hoping that somewhere in this process, the court slows this down to a point where we are able to, again, put people in a room together and actually talk about implications and understand what you're trying to achieve and talk about better ways of doing what you're trying to achieve. So there you go. That was that had nothing to do with the government side of employees. This had to do something with agribusinesses that have more than 100 employees. And from what I understand from the news circuit this morning, it's all kind of been put on hold, but it's still in the works. So don't give up on it. I got some news from the beef and pork exports. Anyway, I want to read this to you real quick. Both U.S. beef and U.S. pork exports are on a record pace through September, according to the data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports posted one of the best months on record in September, with value climbing nearly 60% above last year. Pork export volumes was slightly below last September, but value still increased 8%. Beef exports continue to soar in September at 123,628 metric tons, up 20% from a year ago, and the fourth largest volume on the post-PSE era. Export volume jumped 59% to 954.1 million. That's the second highest month on record, trailing only August of 2021. For the first three quarters of 2021, beef exports increased 18% from a year ago at 08 million metric tons, valued at $7.58 million. So up more than $2 billion. Up from more than $2 billion, 36% from the same period last year. Compared to the record year of 2018, January through September, exports were 7% higher in volume and up 24% value. Another quick one here to add on to that. Pork exports totaled 219,687 metric tons in September, down 1% from a year ago. But value was 8% higher at $608 million. From January through September, exports were 1% above last year's record pace at 2.24 million metric tons, while value climbed 9% to $6.23 billion. So a significant change, and the surprise they're doing so well with all the logistic problems we're having. So great news for beef and pork. Exports are looking pretty good. We got, let me get my phone to work. There we go. I seen a deal over there, and I had the guy send me a text. I know people love pecans. So the Sarah Kiwanis Club is having their annual pecan sale fundraiser. There's a new crop. These are new crop pecans from the Durham Company in Comanche, Texas. Contact any Sarah Kiwanis member. So anyway, cotton production. Can't leave my cotton buddies out. Cotton production is forecast at 18.2 million 480-pound bales, up 1% from the previous forecast, up 25% from last year. Based on conditions as of November 1st, yields are expected to average 880 pounds per acre harvested, up 9 pounds from the previous forecast and 33 pounds from 2020. So everything's looking good in the cotton deals. There's 17.9 million 480-pound bales forecasted for this year. Tomorrow, mañana, I got Senator from Oklahoma on here. He's the new Roger Mills senator. You guys just join me tomorrow, and Mr. Casey Murdoch will be on here to the show with me tomorrow. So you people in Roger Mills, Ellis counties that's been switched over, join in tomorrow. You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. God bless and have a great day.
number one for new country.
KEZO, Elk City.